Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Rocking and rolling our way through a Wednesday show. We'll get back into Eric Chenander and some thoughts on the defense coming up in a little bit. Did you see the Patriots signed wide receiver Demaryius Thomas? After they Chris Hogan left, he signed a one-year deal with the Carolina Panthers. And I feel like we ask this question every year, because now it's like, you think about their no Gronk. Gronk is retired. You know, they ended up having to they traded Brandon Cooks, obviously, last year. Josh Gordon, they ended up having to let go for after a cup of coffee with New England. So now, I can't help but go, because I don't know how much more Demaryius Thomas has in his tank. When he was clicking at a high level as a really good player. But every year I question the weapons around Brady, and then every year they like go to the Super Bowl. So like, part of me wants to just be like, I'm done questioning it. They find a way, they figure it out. And sooner or later, the problem is like, sooner or later you'll be right. You know, sooner you keep on questioning it, like at some point the Patriots are going to fall off a little bit, and then some of the offensive weapons might not quite be there. But maybe Demaryius Thomas will have a resurgence in New England. But that's also one of the things. Yes, in my opinion, Brady had the greatest tight end of all time in Gronk playing with him. But another feather in the cap of why I think Brady is the GOAT. Like, Joe Montana had, by a lot of people's estimation, the GOAT of wide receivers in Jerry Rice. Like, it has been a revolving door of who at wide receiver for New England. Other than obviously the incredible year that he had Randy Moss, it's been a lot of random people come in, come out, come in, come out. And that's also a part of it as well. And so I feel like every year I start the year going, I don't know about the weapons they got. And you know what? They end up being all right. They end up being okay. I still think I was looking at, a couple weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, the NFL initial over-unders came out for win totals. I think that there are a couple I really like. I really like Pittsburgh over 8.5. I feel like the Steelers are going to be, you still got Big Ben, Hall of Fame quarterback, and you still got Mike Tomlin is going to be a Hall of Fame coach. And I think all those guys are going to be super juiced up and locked in because of all the turmoil with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. That I think they're going to be juiced up, locked in, ready to go. I like the Steelers over 8.5 a lot. There are two unders I like. I like San Francisco at under 8. I mean, I like Jimmy G, but how many career starts does Jimmy G even have? Like 10?
If that.
And he's coming off a torn ACL. They would have to go. They won 4 games last year. They have to double their win total. That's a lot. That's a lot. I'm not. I like Jimmy G, but I'm not ready to just go. Yep, he is the man. And the Cardinals are going to be better. The Rams are the Rams, and Seattle ain't going anywhere. So it's not like that division is getting weaker. So I would take San Fran under 8. And then for me, I kind of like Chicago at under 8.5 wins too. Or the 9.5, excuse me. Not that I don't like Chicago, but I got to assume Green Bay is going to get better. Minnesota had a bizarre year last year. I mean, they go to the NFC Championship game. They seemingly upgraded at quarterback, and they had a worse year. you talk to a lot of people around the NFL, if you're just looking at pure roster talent, like from 1 to 53, a lot of people will tell you that the Vikings have the most talented roster. So I think they're going to have a better year. And so I think I like Chicago at under 9.5. And then the team that I got a feeling might, I still think they're going to be good, but I kind of like the Saints at under 10.5. They kind of feel like they'll have a hangover from the heartbreaking loss in the NFC Championship game with the crazy no call. Every year we see a team make a deep run, whether it's to the AFC Championship game, the NFC Championship game, the Super Bowl, and fall way back. Now listen, it might be the Rams, but I got a feeling it could be the Saints that fall back. 402-951-1620. All right. One more hour to go. Again, we're wide open. So you can email me, nick@1620thezone.com, into the 1620 The Zone inbox, brought to you by Equitable Bank. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com, or the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, @NickBaugh. Game time.